Start with you.
My name is Ava Grimes, and I play Sophie Sheridan.
My name is Amy Welling, and I am part of the ensemble.
My name is Austin Halverson, and I am Pepper.
Okay, and so how long have you guys been acting?
I grew up doing theater with my family, so I've been doing musicals and plays since I was like five.
I did a little bit of musical theater when I was younger with the same director, Missouri Smythe. And then in high school, I started in my sophomore year again.
Okay, well, what about you?
I've been doing this for 3 years. This is my third year, and every single year I've been with Miss Smythe. My first year I did Moana. My second year I did Aladdin. And this year we're doing Mamma Mia.
And what do you like about Mamma Mia?
Well, I love ABBA music, and so the music and all of the numbers I feel like are just really fun. And the story itself, I feel like it's just like a funny show, funny like circumstance, I guess.
Like Ava, I also really enjoy the ABBA music, and I've grown up just kind of singing that kind of music, so it's just really fun to go back and actually learn the music and learn the different parts behind it.
Mm-hmm. I like doing it because I watched it with my mom almost all the time, and we have great memories doing that, and I just wanted to do it this year.
Yeah, and so you say you grew up listening to ABBA music, so did that make it easier to learn the songs?
I think it did. I have an aunt, Clara, who was obsessed with the musical, and so I called her up immediately when I saw that we were doing auditions for this, because she would, like, drill me and have me, like, sing along with her in the car all the time when I was younger.
I'd say that it was really good so I could learn the music better, but it was also makes it really hard not to just sing along all the time.
Yeah. Same thing. Okay. And so what was it like getting into each of your characters? And I imagine it's kind of difficult to remember to stay in character with your expressions and movements while you're focusing on singing.
Oh, yeah. I have such a hard problem with, like, singing, facing out and, like, you know, emoting and stuff. I just get so, especially since it is ABBA music, it's all, like, in the brain. I just get in, like, sing-along mode and forgetting to get into the character. I think that's been a struggle, but it's also been really fun to get into all the characters with all of our friends who are also getting into theirs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool to see you in the scenes where it's the ensemble and all the characters together. That's so fun.
As part of ensemble, I got to like create my own character, which was really fun. Got to make a story behind her and decide like what she was doing, and so I just kind of got to create that own character, just makes it a little bit easier to get into character than the main characters, probably.
Yeah. More about your character.
Well, being Pepper, I was raised like a gentleman, and being Pepper, I really had to step out of my comfort zone while doing that. But gradually it gets easier, I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think all acting is about getting out of your comfort zone, for sure. Yeah, and do you have, so you said it was hard to get into that role, being raised as a gentleman. What about for Sophie, what was it like getting into her character? Do you relate to her character at all?
Yeah, I obviously she's got a very like distinct situation and upbringing that she's in, and I think it's so fun to play her. I love portraying her relationship with her mother Donna, and just getting to play, you know, like a really excited, you know, young girl. She's also a little like naive, and so she has to go on that journey of finding out all of the, how to deal with all this stuff and mature, and I think it's been really fun to connect with that, but also difficult to try and put myself in her shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Do you have a favorite ABBA song, since you all said you do like the music?
Oh, no!
Or do you have a favorite one to perform, maybe? Maybe that will make it easier to answer.
I love singing Lay All Your Love on Me, and my favorite ABBA song, it might be Angel Eyes. I wish that was in this musical.
Yeah. Okay. And if it's too hard, you don't have to answer. I was just wondering.
I think in terms of, like, the choreography, I really like Voulez-Vous. And I also think that it's a really good song as well. And
that
I also
was the one you just finished doing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just finished doing. Also really enjoy Lay All Your Love on Me. Ava's a great singer. Does it fantastically.
Do you have a favorite Ava song?
Yes. Honestly, I like doing Does Your Mother Know, because it does get me out of my comfort zone, but it is fun not being the person that I was raised to be. But don't tell my mom that.
Okay. No, this is being recorded.
It is being recorded. What grades are you guys in?
I'm a junior.
Okay. I'm a senior.
I am a freshman.
Okay, cool. And so what's it been like building the relationship with the cast through this musical? You mentioned that there's a lot of friends that you have.
I think it's something about, like, musical theater, I think, really, like, like, maybe forces people to be, like, close together, but in a good way, not in a, like, scary way. But I think it's just after, like, I never really, like, notice when it's like, oh, we're suddenly friends now. But after doing rehearsals and working together every day, inevitably everybody just becomes super close friends.
Yeah, there's awesome. A bond there,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're the ones that see what's going on behind the scenes and everything that takes to make it work, which
Yeah, I would definitely say I've known now several of these people for 3 years, and I've become friends with them previously, and then I'm working with new people, and like Ava said, you really just do get to know people and see behind the scenes and get to know them as people, and you just do kind of just come together and become little family, especially because we have really long rehearsals sometimes.
Yeah, I was in theater at TM when I went here, so I know how that goes. Yeah, what about you?
I honestly think what these both women said is true, and I agree with that as well.
Solid. Okay. And then, so do you want to give the rundown of the dates so when people can come see Mamma Mia?
Yes. All right. So Mamma Mia opens this Friday, March 29th at 7 p.m. The following day, Saturday, March 30th, is also at 7 p.m. Then next week, we will start back up again on Friday, April 5th at 7 p.m. The next day, the 6th, we will have a sing-along matinee at 2 p.m., and then we'll be closing that night, Saturday, April 6th, at 7 p.m.
Okay, tell me more about the sing-along. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. Yes. I've got... I'm the second-born child of seven, and I have a lot of younger siblings who love Mamma Mia, and I'm so excited for them all get to come and, you know, not only just watch it, but really, like, be a part of it, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, this sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the audience will be singing, so my voice will have a little bit of a break. And then also, yeah, I've had several people be like, you're doing Mamma Mia and there's a sing-along? I'm coming to that. That sounds fantastic because the songs are just so iconic and well-known.
Yeah, they are, for sure. Okay, do you have anyone coming to the sing-along to participate?
Almost all of our family, I think, is going to come. And almost all of our friends, but all of our friends are also in drama, so...
Okay, and so what are you most excited for about opening night?
Honestly, I'm excited for all of, like, my family and friends to finally see what I've been talking about for months.
I'm working on really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, one of my favorite parts about doing something like this is, like, that few minutes right before the curtain opens when you're all jittery and anxious, but you're all just so excited to show everybody what you've been working on for... now, like 5 months or something. Not 5 months.
No, I'm
Oh, okay. It's like, oh.
You're right.
5-ish months.
A long time.
Yeah.
Lots of school rehearsals. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I think I'm just excited for everybody to see it and get to appreciate all the hard work we've been doing.
I would say that I'm excited, but I'm mostly nervous because of the role that I'm playing as Pepper. But there's going to be another side of me shown in this musical. Let's just say that.
Yeah. It's a really fun production. I was excited when I heard you were doing Mamma Mia. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, and so I asked you about your favorite song, but do you have a favorite scene? In the musical?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I love the very beginning of Act Two when I'm waking up from a nightmare and all of the ensemble is on as like these creepy nightmare goons or whatever. And I think that song is so fun to get to pretend to be terrified.
Which song is it?
Under Attack.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, how do people get tickets?
Tickets online at the Thunder Mountain High School page. There is a link under events, and then they're also selling tickets at the door.
Okay.
So it is $8 for people 18 and under, and then seniors, and $10 for adults.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
We knew that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you got it down. Okay, and then is there anything else that you would like to add about this experience?
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Really amazing. Yeah.